The amount of sugar in the American diet is well documented, with obesity quickly becoming a national health crisis. If Dr. Warburg's appraisal is correct, it is astounding that nothing has been done to cure cancer in the intervening 8 decades since his lecture. Despite this knowledge, the average American's diet today remains the most acidic, sugar-based, in the world. Perhaps this is because, as suspicious researchers have observed, more people are making a living off cancer than dying from it. Though anti-cancer drugs are the most profitable sub-industry for pharmaceutical companies, other drugs as well have generated huge profits while actively doing harm to those who take them. The anti-inflammatory drug Vioxx is one such example. Before finally being withdrawn from the market in 2004, Vioxx was believed to have caused more than 60,000 deaths. Merck, the producer of the drug, is the second largest pharmaceutical corporation in the U.S. and profited tremendously from Vioxx, which earned $2.5 billion in sales in 2003 alone. When the drug was pulled, due in large part to evidence that it contributed to fatal heart attacks and strokes, analysts anticipated that the judgment against Merck could run up to $25 billion. Yet the plea bargain reached in 2012 resulted in a fine of only $321 million, a mere blip on Merck's bottom line. Equally worrisome was the accusation that Merck's clinical study reports were developed by Merck, but ultimately published under the names of reputable doctors and scientists. Dr. Joseph S. Ross of New York's Mount Sinai School of Medicine found these apparently ghost-written research studies while reviewing case documents and the lawsuits against the company. Faced with irrefutable evidence, Merck admitted hiring outside professional writers to develop research-related documents, including for its $500 million Vioxx marketing campaign. With clinical studies on the drug being written by people on the company payroll, it's no wonder that the dangerous effects of the drug were not discovered until it was too late. The Vioxx case highlights a broader issue with pharmaceutical advertising. With the introduction of direct-to-consumer drug advertising in the 1990s, the number of Americans on prescription drugs for life has ballooned, with the number of adults and children on one or more prescription medications rising by more than 12 million between 2001 and 2007. And the goal is no longer to get off these drugs, as with an antibiotic, but rather to continue taking them in perpetuity.